Men are the best at making men look bad, with a renowned idiocy for never growing out of cars, beer, porn, and the dull tendencies of adhering to sociological testosterone. The men bumble along, rarely expected to rear kids, their sperm kick into the eggshell is about as talented as it gets. The unfettered ability to orgasm more than women is the men just lean back without all the blood and pain it takes to propagate this human race. Then, if married, men become the object of slow ridicule as the women look on and wonder how something can be so tyrannical and demanding. Stumbling along, the men slowly get to be resented over time by the women that have married them. All the women over 50 that I actively know in this life truly dislike their men in ways that is sad and evident. Sure, these women would say they love, respect, and are devoted to their menkind, but they also despise the years of neglect, lack of orgasms, not enough money, not enough for child-rearing, petty squabbles and indifferences. And there you are as a man at the end of your life with your acquired real estate of existing as long as you have, and that one person you spent it with is done with you. The longing in the eyes of these women to have had something kinder and better, and it defines the path of a man. Scrap the Middle East peace plan. Men have a much higher task if we are to be anything other than anonymous buffoons with the profound ability to squirt messes of sperm puddles into the future wind.